The Master's
Welcome to the Master's Playground. I am your host, Chrissy Stereo. And for tonight's episode, we have a special guest joining us from a massive movement known as the Cosmic Intelligence Agency. We have with us the founder, creator, and owner, known to many as Agent 12, and known to those in the know as Agent 12, Yulia Simas. Welcome to the Master's Playground.
Thanks, Chrissy. Thanks for inviting me.
It was a pleasure to meet you recently. I had the pleasure of experiencing your getaway here in the California and United States area. So truly a pleasure to exchange with you, and it was beautiful to simply meet you.
Well, it's great when things like that work out from, you know, the other side of the world to sort of say, hey, we can meet up. I'm going to be around the corner from where you live.
Yeah. Very magical. I consider it, you know, a very cosmic thing that we came together.
Well, that's right. Well, the more that you do this cosmic work, the more it happens. So, you know, believing in what you do, liking what you do, loving what you do is all part of the Cosmic Intelligence Agency.
Beautiful.
Making the world
beautiful.
A happier place.
I'm sure there's individuals out there who are very well versed and actively following the Cosmic Intelligence Agency. However, to some, not only is CIA a new concept for them, but astrology and understanding their own charts is new for them. So tell us a little bit about your background.
Well, the whole idea of the Cosmic Intelligence Agency came about when I was finishing my diploma in astrology, and I was reading a lot of texts to do with the cosmic intelligence, which was actually noted many times in various books, and I just loved the word cosmic intelligence together. So so my finishing sort of work with the diploma was to do a 12,000 word assignment about, something of our choice. And I chose to do it on intention and astrology. So how astrology works in this current time and age. And through that research that I was doing about how the mind works, how astrology works, and our connection to mind and astrology, I came up with the words Cosmic Intelligence Agency. Sitting outside,
beautiful,
looking at an old peeling logo on one of the places that we used to work. And it also had initials of CIA. So when I looked up at it and I just went, Cosmic Intelligence Agency, I didn't know what it was going to mean at the time, but I knew I just had to book that as a website name. And that was in 2005 August 2005. So, and it just bloom from there. After I told some people and they came on board and we started a web page, and you know, it was a slow process, but now that's like already 9 years ago, so it feels like a
here it is, the inspiration, you know, for at least you're being called to form the Cosmic Intelligence Agency, and it's grown into a global movement. Just looking at the following that's happening with this, you are approaching 750,000 fans.
Yeah, on Facebook.
That's astronomical. So obviously you are tapped into something quite profound for the awakening process, you know, of what we're all going through.
Well, that's right. It certainly feels like it, yeah.
As with any dream, if you will, you know, and I just did an episode of how, you know, we nurture dreams and things of that nature, you know, when we're being called by our hearts to move forward on some type of divine purpose to help the world, if you will. How did you begin?
Okay, well, researching, you know, the whole idea or the concept of the cosmic intelligence was that the ancient Greeks had a word for, I suppose, a collective intelligence, which was the anima mundi, which was the world mm-hmm. soul that that surrounded, you know, the earth. And at this day and age, we understand that as consciousness or collective consciousness. So, you know, it was part of the work that we could do by raising the collective consciousness to astrological influences, to understanding the cycles, the movements that we're part of, and putting that out as information for a lot of people to understand, because a lot of the astrology that we were hearing about, besides, you know, astrological conferences or whatever, was sun sign astrology. As much as that's been a service to keeping astrology alive for the last 100 or so years, it's now very much changing. People want to know more than just that they're an Aries.
Or, you know, that Aries
gets on or doesn't get on with Libra, you know. So there's a lot more to it, and it's sort of rising above the egoic sort of reasons for astrology, and moving it into a collective or more transpersonal realm for us to connect to. And that's the way the world is moving, to understand the oneness, that we're all in this together, and astrology very much can reflect that for us.
What would you say is a commonality that you're finding with the type of people who are turning to the Cosmic Intelligence Agency?
Well, I think the good thing that I'm finding, and also what I always wanted it to be a part of, yes, we're giving out information and we see it as a service, all that type of thing, which is fine, but there's so many people know so much as well. So the cosmic intelligence is not like, it's part of all of us and all of our understanding of what that is. And so many people have a lot to offer and give, and it's not like this, you know, sort of written Bible or text that this is what you need to know in order to get involved. But, you know, when we do talk about astrology, there is a certain amount that would be encouraged for people to understand and to know about, and therefore it'd be great to see kids doing some astrology at school or just even learning about cycles and movements of the planets through the ages. Like, it would be so helpful on a personal and a collective level. So the whole idea for me with the CIA was that we do our own astrology to help heal and guide ourselves, you know, enormously. Like, once we understand our astrology or we've had a few readings, even as consultants, we see how helpful it can be for so many people. So it's relating that to the bigger picture. I mean, it's still a big experiment, but there's many more people that are thinking that way, that this is, you know, the sphere of thought that surrounds our world is our consciousness. So we can kind of raise the vibration to that by more of us being involved.
Did you already know fellow astrologers that you were exchanging with?
Well, it started with a group in Melbourne. So yes, my astrological mates and friends that we, you know, after finishing our studies, well, when you're studying astrology, you never stop. That's one thing we all say. But so we connected, we kept groups going for particular types of astrology. So we had a mundane astrology group. We had a horary astrology group. Mundane meaning political and national astrology and that. And then horary is when you ask a question of the oracle of astrology. So we had different groups. And so one night I decided to tell a particular group of my idea for the Cosmic Intelligence Agency. They just all looked at me and said, "Oh, Jules, that is a great idea. I'm in. You know, like, what can we do?"
Yeah.
And so it started with, you know, only, I don't know, five of us or so, and, you know, has changed over the years. The agency is kind of, the input that comes into it is all about who's active at any particular time, because people, you know, others sort of come and go because their lives change, they have kids, they, you know, whatever. So it's all very fluid and organic. It's not so structured because it's all about the agents that make it work. Who comes into it, like yourself just recently,
yes,
is part of the next story. So, you know, It's great.
Yes, yes. It's a beautiful gift, and I consider it a very cherished honor to be part of this collective, you know, and to contribute in my very own creative multimedia savvy type of way. So it's truly a pleasure. Yeah. Thank you so much.
Oh no, it's good to have you. 325, Agent 325.
So we're at the portion of the show where I would love for us to listen to some music. And the song that I'm about to play actually has a beautiful weaving into CIA. Tell us a little bit about how this song is integrated into CIA as a whole.
Okay, well, besides many of us being David Bowie fans, we're of that generation. we have organized now, we've had three what we call star camps in the Australian outback. And the first one that we had a special guest from Hawaii. Some of you probably might know him as Tom K. Pacha Lesha, who came along, and he was very musical and could play the guitar and stuff. And one, in this whole sort of outfit, the girls would call me Control, coming from the series Get Smart. Like, you know, not the chief. They actually called me Control. They called me the whole the whole organization as opposed to the chief. And it just became a bit of a joke. So Tom came and sat down next to me and started playing Space Oddity, and it came from that point because you know, it's like ground control to Major Tom. His name's Tom. I'm ground control. Anyway, and it became like a big joke. But then, just last year, we had a star camp as well, and we were at star camp, and we do sort of sing that song here and there. We made up our own words to it as well. It is on one of our YouTube clips with our own words to that song. But it was really funny because, do you remember the astronaut, I think the Russian astronaut, that made up the song in space, the first song that was recorded in space last April or something, last March?
Wait, I missed this. I did not get this update.
It was last March.
My creative world here.
Okay, it was last March. We were on star camp, so we're away from civilization for 5 days. We come back, the first news we hear is that this Russian cosmonaut in the space station has recorded Space Oddity, the first recording done in space, while we've been on our star camp. It's kind of like it continues to be part of, you know, what we're doing. And anyway, it's quite fun. And of course, you know, it very much resonates to being connected with what's out there.
So, yes, everyone, so beautiful. I invite you all to sit back, put on those headphones, and take this journey with us all as we experience the classic and the one and only David Bowie. Enjoy. Enjoy. Enjoy.
Ground control to Major Tom. Ground control to Major Tom. Take your protein pills and put your helmet on. Ground control to Major Tom.
8, 7.
Commencing countdown, engines on.
3, 2.
Check ignition,
1.
And may God's love
lift
be
off
with you. This is ground control to Major Tom. Stop.
Welcome back to the Master's Playground. I am your host, Chrissy Stereo, and today we are truly honored to have a wonderful guest who is the founder, creator, owner, visionary. I mean, let's just keep adding a series of words here of the Cosmic Intelligence Agency. She is known as Agent 12, Yulia Simas. Also, people call her Jules, but I caught on to that. Yeah, so welcome so much to the Master's Playground. Yes. We have been discussing the overall background of CIA, how it was inspired, and it has grown into a very large movement. And every day that I check the site, I mean, it's just thousands and thousands keep joining. Where do you see CIA going? What is your vision?
Well, it's always been quite organic, as I said before, depending on who's involved, the people involved, the agents involved, you know, that kind of thing. And also how much we can do, because the rest of us or many of us have our own jobs or like, you know, client right. work, teaching. My whole purpose of this has always been to educate the collective in yes. looking at these transits and cycles. And so to continue to do that, but probably with more organized classes. And we've got a long list of people wanting to study with us, but we just haven't got it ready yet. Right. So for anyone that's interested, that will be coming sometime next year. So it's a bit of organization involved that way. We would see ourselves, or would love to see some kind of, now this would also involve a few people and some finance and that kind of thing, but to have our own Cosmic Cafe headquarters somewhere where people can
yes.
meet.
I remember sharing this with me when we met here in Los Angeles.
I mean, we've got the audience, and I think it's time for something like that. So that's on my agenda for the next 2 years or so. So you know, we'll see what happens. It's not the easiest thing to create. But then having created something like this, I think everything's possible.
Yeah, so. It's quite literally, from appealing logo to a global movement.
meeting magical. Online, it's like, you know, I've met the most amazing people like yourself and all sorts of people just, you know, from online, but you can still sort of, what do you call it, resonates so well with people. But there's nothing like, you know, being together in one place. And I suppose that's a bit of a dream of mine, to have that sort of coming as a bit of a hub. We've never had anything really like that in Melbourne. I know London has. Maybe the US hasn't, but it's time.
now, this actually reminds me. You mentioned, you know, when you brought up Kaipacha, the star camps.
Oh yeah.
Now, what is that about?
These are very unique experiences. It comes from this is all about who's connected and who's doing what within the agency, and it's all very sort of open to, have you got a good idea? You know, let's go with it, or let's work together to make it happen. And Marg Murphy has connections with the Indigenous people of Central Australia. So through those connections, we organised the Star Camp so we could sort of immerse ourselves into their culture a bit through a sacred sites tour, the painting that they do, their stories that they tell, and the stories of the night sky. And so in amongst this, we actually organise, there's about 25 people that come out. It's a limited group. That we sleep outside in what's called swags. Australians know what that is. So it's not sleeping in a tent, it's sleeping in a canvas bed where you're completely exposed to the night sky. And look, I've just been to Arizona where the night sky and Sedona, where the night sky is, you know, maybe one of the best sort of desert areas in the USA. There's nothing like Australia. our stars are brighter, they seem lower down. There's just much more. It's incredible to sleep under that for about five nights in a row. So that's the biggest highlight. We pick it at times of the year that it's not too cold and not too hot, because it can get very hot out there. And then we have had some workshops, or depending on who we invite to sort of run some workshops. last time we did past life regression for 2 days, and it seemed very fitting in that type of landscape to really connect to our ancestors. So it was very interesting.
Oh, gorgeous. How gorgeous. Now, are you actively starting to discuss another star camp, or is this more
October
on the...
next year. It's not set in place yet, but October next year.
You know I'm coming, right?
Oh, fantastic.
You know,
great. Yeah, no, well, I think we really have to start putting the information out by the end of the year. But we tend to do it when we know about half of the people already want to go.
It's not the easiest
place to get to. That's the whole thing.
Now, do you find that the people who get involved with the star camps, are they individuals? I assume the agents will have, you know, some level of contribution towards the experience, but is it also open to I guess you could say, you know, you have varied types of memberships here on the CIA, from agents to,
we haven't started a free agent membership. We've got agent membership. Yeah. You know, they're the ones that are involved with, you know, putting articles on the website, having their names on our agent list on site. You know, it's a busy website, so that could mean something to a lot of people. But we haven't started a membership for the website. So, mm-hmm. And that would be, we're coming up with an idea for that. We want to do it right.
Yeah, of course.
You know, that people, yes, could come to the Star Camp, maybe get a discount, but, you know, pretty much everyone's invited, although we do a bit of a screening for people because it is a small group out the back there, and there is a lot of, you know, crazy people out there in the world. So, you know. It's more about, you know, someone's referred, you know, the story, come along, that kind of thing. So
it's kind of funny. It makes me think about these times where I wish that I can have someone's date of birth and time of birth, you know, at go. So that way I can understand exactly what energies that person is working with and, you know, and how they complement.
Well,
but
you'll always understand some of it, not all of it, I don't think. You know, but anyway. You've got to find out some questions. But I was just going to say, like, even with the agency, like, we have a, you know, join the agent, you know, become an agent on our website. There are so many times I've been asked from people that want to be agent 0 or 00 or 99 for no good reason. So, we do really sort of screen. Well, so the whole idea of being an agent with us is, so what can you do with us? You know,
exactly.
Some people are there to support, and that's been very helpful. Like, they just love what the CIA is doing and pay their membership to be involved, you know, not necessarily doing something. And others are more involved
more
to be
supporters.
The spirit. Yeah, that's right. So you know, we need both. I mean, not everyone can write for the website because we don't need 5 full moon articles, you know, that kind of thing.
Right.
So it's fine. It's finding a spot for whoever's involved about something unique,
exactly.
Which is, you're a great example of that, coming up with, you know, the video work that you do. That's not just talking about the week ahead. You've got the sounds, you've got the numerology involved.
Yes.
You know, great example.
Thank you. Yes, and, you know, for those of you who are just joining us for the first time, what Agent 12 is referring to is a weekly broadcast that I put out called the Magi Soundscopes. And it is an opportunity for the collective consciousness to get an understanding of the major aspects that are occurring for the week. Also embracing the governing number for the week, you know, and understanding how that strangely mirrors a lot of the aspects that are happening. And then, you know, we end it with a shamanic song. So it's a great joy to be in service to the collective consciousness on this level. So you could find that at chrissystereo.com, and you could also find it broadcast on, you know, a CIA's Facebook fan page as well. So, yes. So beautiful. So I'm very excited. I mean, I really feel that this movement is not going to stop. I think that, you know, I mean, quite honestly, you know, the collective consciousness is becoming more and more awakened. Mm-hmm. And it's organizations such as yours or ours, however you want to put it, you know,
yeah, yeah.
known as the CIA.
It's ours.
That,
it's
yeah,
ours.
It's the collective voice that really helps, you know, touch people in ways that we may never even really know.
Yeah.
So that's so magical. Yes, very beautiful. So beautiful. So I'm going to go ahead and transition into another song. And, you know, when we come back, we'll explore a little bit more about, you know, playing with tools of the divine, such as astrology, tarot. And, you know, I thank you for listening. Enjoy the song.
Place gets kind of empty. Summer, the breath fades with the light. I think about loveless fascination. Wish I knew what you were looking for. Might I've known what you would find. And it's something quite peculiar. Something that shimmers. Wish I knew what you were looking for. Might I've known what you would find. Under the Milky Way tonight.
Welcome back to the Master's Playground. I am your host, Chrissy Stereo, and you are tuning in to a broadcast with our wonderful guest, Agent 12, founder, creator, and owner of the Cosmic Intelligence Agency. Yay! So, at this portion of the broadcast, it is customary on the Master's Playground for us to, you know, what we do here on this radio show is help the collective consciousness by exposing them to playing with a variety of tools of the divine. So by that, I mean astrology, I mean tarot, numerology. I find that all of these tools are beautiful gifts of true, you know, that offers the opportunity of truly understanding one's authentic self. And so with that in mind, the cards that I'm about to draw are going to help illuminate what we can anticipate, just like in astrology, right? Mm-hmm. What can we anticipate as far as energies that we are being invited to navigate and explore? So the first card that we drew is the Wheel of Fortune.
Oh, well, that comes up.
Yes. <laughs> The Wheel of Fortune. Beautiful. And so what this is communicating for us is that we have the power to initiate change. In essence, we have the power to alter our destiny. Mm-hmm. It's also highlighting that we have come far as the collective consciousness. We have been progressing and steadily awakening, you know, with a new sense of assurance and mastery. We have the power to truly change the course of our own destiny, if you will, by embracing even more of the awakening process, even more of the self-mastery process.
The Wheel of Fortune is related to Jupiter, so the astrological Jupiter, which is, you know, taking life by the horns and you know, going with it, like riding the waves the best way you can. You know, sometimes you will fall and you'll get up again, but it's all part of the process. So, you know, the turning of the wheel. And having a strong, like Jupiter's always very much involved with having a strong faith in things, a belief in yourself, and taking some sort of risks, like of you know, being confident that, you know, doing this is going to lead to the right place. So
that's beautiful.
I think there's so many, you know, people that have so many barriers around them for not allowing themselves to take that ride. So that's
exactly
it. What ride do you want to be on?
Right. And what's really interesting about the Wheel of Fortune card as well is that, you know, for some, I mean, not everyone is going to have, I guess you could say, the gruff to really go for it.
Yeah.
There might be some sort of block that they might be working on, or, you know, that they have allowed to interrupt their joyous, I'm going for it, you know, type of embrace. The advice for those individuals who, I guess you could say, are biting their nails about it, is that change, it's constant. And so it does involve confronting any fears that we have pertaining to the unknown, you know, or any fears of the future. Because what the Wheel of Fortune is also highlighting is that persistent change is, period.
Mm-hmm,
it just is.
Mm-hmm.
So all depending on what side of the camp you're falling onto, you know, collective loves, embrace the change, take it on with all, like the phoenix rising that we all are.
Yeah.
So that would be my advice.
That's right. Well, we're still living in the Pluto-Uranus squares. You know, they're still quite together. But also the last eclipse, the total eclipse, the moon was conjunct Uranus. So, yes, change, if we're not adapting to the change or the change is necessary, that's the only way to move forward. More now than ever, you know, than has been for a while with eclipses near Uranus.
that's true. So this is a, like it or not, we're moving forward, and we hope that you have your admission ticket and a beautiful smile to go for it. So here we go. Yes. So additional energies that we can anticipate for the coming week. I always love to say, okay, let's round it out a little bit. What else can we anticipate? And we ended up getting a very beautiful card. And this card has been showing up on the Master's Playground a few times. And this is the Four of Wands.
Ooh.
Okay. when you look at the Four of Wands, it shows a couple dancing on the stage of life with a shared enthusiasm for each other and what the promise of a shared life holds forth. So it's quite lovely. The energies that complement the Four of Wands is, you know, confidence in the self. So that's quite lovely. And we also, there's a lot of passion, and there is the tendency of doing what we want, you know, really embracing it. So taking a step back to the Wheel of Fortune, you know, the invitation for change and really going for it is there. And what's beautiful is that the week is also complemented with this great sense of confidence, this great sense of love for each other, primal forces that will create a third entity of harmony. I think it's going to be a very magical week, truly.
With the Four, we got to remember that the Four is about consolidating something. So the Wands being of fire related, so, you know, of our ideas, ideals in a sense, our inspiration, and somehow grounding that. So somehow making it more real than just in the head or just in a feeling or just in an idea. You know, so doing something constructive about, you know, all the great things that we want to do. Yes, we can hope for change and want change, but are we doing anything about it, like relating to the card before that, you know, so.
Excellent. Yes, and I'm really glad that you brought up because, yes, the Wands do represent the element of fire. It also highlights our passion for life. And really, it's focused on our relationship to ourself. So this is a really great invitation for us to be confident with ourselves and to really go after this amazing, changing tide towards becoming even more of who you really are in this world, in this world, in this world.
The waves are clean and there's nobody singing.
to end the episode, you know, we do have some beautiful astrological elements that are, you know, or I should say aspects that are coming up. And is there anything that you wanted to say in regards to astrologically? What else do you see as far as...
In this week ahead, you know, the main thing next week is an eclipse at zero Scorpio. So a solar eclipse. A solar eclipse is always very much highlight. Well, it's a new moon. It's a new moon, so it's highlighting the new beginnings. And at zero Scorpio, it's quite those new beginnings have to be very much heartfelt. And part of the desire that is within you, which very much relates to the fire that you've just pulled out there. So, so you know, what's the fire inside? What burns inside, you know, that that now I suppose needs to be more ignited again, or not reignited, just maybe has to burn a bit brighter. I think we've all got things deep inside that we tend to maybe ignore because of others' demands. Scorpio is the sign that represents how we get on with others, how we give and take, the give and take of all. You know, there's a lot of people around that push us around to things we don't want to do, or we become the victims to just, you know, support what they need done. So in any of those areas that we feel like we have to stand up for ourselves is the Scorpio journey. So I think, you know, that's what needs to be lit up or looked at this time.
Well, I'm truly excited. I am truly excited. I think that as a collective, we are heading into truly, you know, I say it every week, but, you know, maybe it's because I'm a Pisces, you know, I think everything is magical. I really do. You know, life is, you know, filtered through this, you know, this cup of magic, you know, and, so I'm very excited for the changes that are occurring and have been occurring. And I really think that we're just getting started into truly amazing and authentic times.
Well, that's, you know, that's right. When you talk about the magic of it all, astrology is a great connection to sort of harness the magic and then use what you understand alchemically in your own life. And sort of use it to transform what needs to be done. and I think we've all got the ability to do that. We just have to actually relearn that. Somewhere along the line, I think what I find with, say, the students that sort of I have or whatever, it's almost like they feel like they're coming back to a knowledge or an information or a wisdom that they've always known. So there's something that feels very natural about that. And, you know, if that's some of the work that the CIA can do, is just reconnecting people to that type of wisdom, which is quite, can be used so magically when once you understand it well. So not to say that you can just kind of get out there and, you know, it's a discipline that needs to be understood before it can work for you well. But the more I do it, the better it works. That's all I can say.
Our evolution is a spiraling process.
Yeah.
And so that means that we are returning to as we evolve and elevate and go to higher frequencies, we are also returning back to levels of understanding, like you said, that we have forgotten. We are actually returning to that era of where everyone is a Renaissance person, truly a master of many skills, and really allowing for those skills to complement this more embodied existence within the concept of the self. Very exciting times.
It is very, very exciting. And it's encouraging people to, you know, it's about them understanding that we are creating our lives or life or what have you. It's not just happening to us. And that's quite new to a lot of people. So, and even to ourselves, because we kind of moving out of this, you know, it's not destiny, it's not fated. Well, part of it might be, but the more that we actually work with creating it ourselves and see it happening, is the coaching that we need.
Correct.
The more that we can encourage a lot of people to do that is, I think it's the best we can do. So there's a lot of changes ahead. The world is changing rapidly, and it'd be great to see astrology as more part of that, or that understanding.
Yeah, I think it's happening. Agent 12, I think this massive global movement, I think, the collective consciousness is welcoming this type of experience with open arms. So as one segment of the collective, thank you. Yeah. Thank you for your inspiration, and thank you for acting on it.
Thanks, Chrissy. Well, we have been given the gift of the internet, which is the net that really connects us all. This would not have been possible, 15 years ago. So it started at the right time. It's it's here because it's meant to be. It feels very grounded.
Excellent.
And as I said, it's as good as the people that are in it. So, it's great to have everyone involved.
Beautiful. So for individuals who are interested in obtaining more information about the Cosmic Intelligence Agency, where may they find all things CIA?
Well, on our website, www.cosmicintelligenceagency.com. There's only one of us. and then Facebook, again, although the Cosmic Intelligence has a dash between it, that's a long story. I won't explain that. But really, just Googling, you'll find us.
Excellent. Beautiful. Well, thank you so much. It's a pleasure to exchange with you in Australia and me here, in LA.
It seems so clear as well.
I know. I love it. We should do this more often.
We shall. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Well, thanks for having me. I'll look forward to listening to the songs you've picked.
Yes. Lovely. Be well. And, everyone, I'm going to go ahead and close out with a blessing for everyone and a Sat Nam. Remember, loves, this is to embrace change and to trust in yourself. Trust in your heart. So with that, may the longtime sun shine upon you. All love surround you and the pure light within you guide your way on. Sat Nam. Blessings, everybody.
Thank you. Bye.
Love yourself. Love yourself. Love yourself. Love yourself. Love yourself. Love. Love each other,
each other, each other,
each other,
each other, each other.
We are one,
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 we are
one,
we are
one,
we are
we are
the divine,
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 the divine. Blessings,
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 blessings.
The Master's
Playground.